hunger that gives birth to gods and fills the eons with insane sediment. As the poisons of past ages have settled into us, creating layers of inexplicable hatred and confusion. The false passions that make us feel alive as we die, rather than giving sustenance to end our need. I know the gnawing desire to be filled, as the rain falls and fills every depression. The stagnant pools that taste fresh at first, before they begin to flow with too much life and are choked by the excreta of little things. I know it as I watch the sun disappear and am left with darkness in my own aching void. Everything sinks or evaporates or wears away, and there's nothing left of what we were promised. Nothing left but reliquaries and idols in our hands. Nothing of who or what we pulled from the costume box. Nothing but the dried salts of ancestral legacy cracked at the corners of our mounds as if we'd been asleep. Nothing, and again nothing, and always nothing. So our gods have become more complex than sun or rain, as we have them capture things ever more ephemeral, like herpetologists cruising backwaters of the Amazon. I know the craving that leaves gods in our wake as Mother seems to split and stand at arm's length, and is no longer an extension of self and flesh and will, but has become someone to coo to and scream for, like Father and those other large faces casting down shadows, like a collection of malignant storm clouds. As both proceed to degenerate into the silly villains of our youth, their devious but bungled plans a lame threat, the megalomania and ignorance of parental authority, like oversized Halloween masks pinching their heads, blocking their ears, clouding their eyes, slicing their tongues, finally dissolving into mere human beings, fallible and frail, as they show us that we too will become nothing when once we were everything, a single being at the center now drifting, the nucleus ruptured and life pouring out. I know the longing that scatters a pattern of gods like the dotting of lakes after a glacial recession. As we come together, pull apart, over and over, the desperation to be united with a lover in rebirth, a second chance to lose yourself in someone's arms, the restless friction as we burrow into each other, the eager motion of two bodies beginning to blaze like the flames that give rise to the phoenix. Each person seeming to melt into the other, the bodies, fluent and resistant, both messenger and barrier, their burning wicks transforming the substance of self. But what has merged is always left behind, the rigid details of memory or worthless debris soon to slide from consciousness as we move on, vainly trying to recreate what was an imperfect juncture, each attempt a weak echo leading to a fainter echo, because we seldom know how to try something new. Something that might give us a little peace before death as we accept our limits and calmly reach for each other. You can never hold anyone tight enough to absorb them, or pull them close enough to pass through flesh and bone. Not even the rapture of new love will make you whole, as you once felt or imagine you felt. Like one, though two. The edges of your mind and the limitations of body come down on you like the final curtain of Macbeth, bringing an end to notions more vivid than life. You seem to come out of a dream, awakened by fate, just as each character was destined by the writer's pen. your arms around nothing but your own yearning, and a vague sense of sadness that spreads over you like a mold, giving you the wrong sort of softness, like a shriveling peach, until you become so repulsive even the bleakest embrace, a chaste hug, of pity rather than of friendship or desire, that would barely quell a lonely animal, eludes you. Before we die, we discover that all gods fail, despite our effort, despite our prayer, despite our need. No matter the ferocity of belief or ritual, no matter how many bodies we've left as evidence of conviction, parents, spouse, lovers, children, and self betrayed, faith teeters on the edge of an abysm, ready to fall. And I see you facing the same void we all face. Feeling as dizzy and lonely and lost as we all do, sputtering holy words and incantations to end your fears and give shape and a friendly face to the emptiness. But I know the truth of our gods. To enter the divine embrace, to be accepted and merge into a being greater than yourself, you must pass into yourself without judgment. Who could make that terrible journey inward without becoming lost in the fascination of reflection? Finally, to greet yourself with a welcoming smile is to forget all doubt and disappointment, and to embrace the joy of a hall of mirrors, to thrill to the illusions, but to expose what lies beneath. It is to abandon the traumatic lessons of childhood that have made you drag your limbs like a sleepwalker. To drop the treachery of public disclosure, of feelings put on display before the end of each friendship, and the insidious love of family stripping you so your humiliation can be woven into a warm coat passed around from person to person, but never yours. You step through the pathetic story you've called self. You step beyond the creation of gods to become one. I'm tired of wanting and prefer to stay at home with the familiar disenchantments of art, of sunrise and sunset and the phases of the moon, of my children inching away and beginning to discover their own hunger and ways to placate it, of my lover tangible and inextricably bound, but always a little too far in the distance, too human, while the memory of how it felt, if only for an instant, to lose the edges of two, to become one. Thank you.